Lessons from the Lev, Parshas Re'eh. Much ink has been spilled on the first pasuk. For the first word, Re'eh, to see, is in Lashon Yachid. It is speaking to the individual, where Lefneichem, of course, is speaking to the klal, is speaking to the multitudes of people. And many of you has commented, we'll take a few of the Perushim and hopefully learn a tremendous lesson. The Gra, in his Adaras Eliyahu, says, Lefneichem Lashon Rabim Kamo Beseres HaDibros. Ne'amar B'Lashon Yachid. We know that there is a idea that, of course, Aseres HaDibros, and of course the second word purposefully says the word Anoichi, reminding us of the Aseres HaDibros. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the Aseres HaDibros, that holy words of the Rebbeinu Shalom, B'chvoidu Va'atzmai. But when we receive the Torah, even though, of course, it was the multitudes receiving it, it was like a Yachid was receiving it, because we are told, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. M'pnei shebahar sinai kulam be'aguda achas. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. And maybe the acceptance of the Torah has to be done in a way as one communal source, as one body that is accepting the Torah. Despite, of course, in Parshas Kedoshim, when we reiterate the Aseres HaDibros, it's b'lashon rabim. And therefore, a tremendous lesson, says the Gra, we can learn. A person has the bechira l'chol echad v'echad nosas ha-bechira, we have the choice, shlo yiyah achir rabim l'rois, not to follow the ways of the bad crew. First, of course, Perek of Tehillim, the Moshe of Leishim, lo yashav, don't choose the wrong group, b'chein yomar, ha-bechira nosas l'rabim, l'chein amr l'fneichim l'chol echad v'echad. Each person has the ability to choose the group that he wants to be with. And we know that in life there are many different groups. And achdus is a wonderful thing if it's done for the right reasons. Unfortunately, sometimes people join ba'achdus not for the right reasons. We are in the midst, once again, seems to be a yearly occurrence of the election season in Eretz Yisrael. And you see that groups that join factions with each other don't actually love each other at all, but they're following one central course, whether it's anti-BB, or it's anti-religious, or whatever it might be. That is a form of achdus, but of course not the achdus that we're speaking about here. A person can join the wrong group that is very much interested in the lifneichem, we're going to be together, and the individual has to choose the right group that he's going to be in. As we approach Chodesh Elul, the month where we return to the Ribbono Shelam, in the most beautiful way, we return to the Maker. The Rebbeinu Shalom asks us, what choices have we made this year? What are our lifneichems? What are the individual choices? What group did you decide to join? And that's something that we have to keep in mind throughout our lives, because we are defined by the groups that we're part of. And this is, of course, on a more of a micro scale, I think, an important idea when it comes to choosing the right chabura. Chabura is such a beautiful word. Ba'achdus, people can learn together. You join the right group, people are part of this phenomenon of dafiyomi. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, the one that has 1,000 views, but he's part of a group. And my son told me a few weeks ago, very, very moving, the new base that he's on in the Shtachim. So the closest town, Jewish town, is a very secular town that has a number of Haredi people that live there. And there he says how beautiful it is to be able to sit in the base medrash of these religious, ultra-Orthodox Jews and sit at a table doing Daf Yomi. And there's a beautiful picture of him learning together with other Haredi individuals discussing the same topic because it's the same Gemara. That's choosing the right group. And certainly, Rav Meir Shapiro, in his infinite wisdom, recognized that if the world over, we can get on a plane and discuss the daf, discuss the same inyanim, there'll be a tremendous amount of achdus. That, I think, is the Gra's point of joining the right group. There are more perushim, of course. Let us share another perush. Two of the greats share a very similar idea. Comes along the Chassam Sofer and says, Roy lefneichem metchil b'lashon matchil b'lashon yachid starts with lashon rachav roy umesaim lefneichem lashon rabim nira she rames lama there's a remez there's a hint lama she amar chazal la oilam yire adam es kol ha oilam michetze zakai umichetzi chayiv. He quotes the Gemara in Meseches Kedusha. A person should always see himself, says the Gemara, on Daf Mem, Amud Beis, that a person should always see himself as if his merits and his faults were equally balanced. If he just does one more mitzvah, he will be fortunate to tip the scale towards the side of merit. However, Rachmana Litzlan, if he does the opposite and transgresses even one sin, he might tip the scale the other side. A person has to be careful, as the Pasuk tells us, in Koheles, because it's a single rouge can ruin a great deal of good. It's that one action that could be lakaf choiva. In Cain, Amr l'chol yachid v'yachid, ata re'e b'machshvatecha, be careful to see each individual in your own mind, in your thoughts. And he knows him lefneichem, kol olam kulo bracha v'klala. I'm giving everyone this choice of bracha v'klala. Sha'adavar v'chiyach b'kach v'mozneim b'shpat l'elokim. Et ha'bracha sh'tishmon. V'akolim lo tishmon. Hare atem be'avira kala shel ha'yachet. You have the choice as the individual, the bechiras chofshes, of which side to take. And recognize if we live our lives like this, and this is similar to what the Kli Yakar says, we have to see before you. A person has to be careful. See this, see, rei b'loshon yachid. Before you is in plural. Amar Rabbeinu Zal, this is what our rabbis have taught us. A person must view himself, the Gemara and Gedushin again, the entire world of half righteous and half wicked. If you do a single mitzvah, you can change the world. And therefore, Moshe speaks to every individual to see Re'eh. He should realize, he should see in his thoughts every single action can affect the world. What a tremendous lesson, says the Kli Yakar. And therefore, that's the idea that is brought forward. Rav Asher Weiss in his Parsha Sefer writes that this Gemara actually continues. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, said that the world is judged by the majority of its inhabitants. The individual is judged by the majority of his deeds. Therefore, if a person performs one mitzvah, he is fortunate, since he tips the scale towards merit for himself and for the entire world. However, if one transgresses even one mitzvah, a person is chayav. He's chayav to tip the scales for guilt, not for just himself, but for the entire world. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is warning each individual that the bracha and the klala of the entire community depend upon it. The Gemara's Lashon is telling us that we can change the world with our own deeds. Every person has to consider, with every mitzvah we do, we're influencing the community as a whole. When a person sins b'farhesya in public, others will follow his example. He will be held responsible for both his sin and what he's done to other people. This, of course, greatly is affected by Lashon Hara. If one person starts that conversation and now 10 people are involved in such a conversation, he started it, he gets the Aveira for 10, and one could further say the Aveira for them not sitting and learning Torah. Imagine they're sitting and learning and he stops them and he Remember many years ago, Rav Yitzhak Cohen in his Sichus Musar that only he can give in such an amazing way, spoke about our desire sometimes to be Mevatel Torah. And we're sitting and learning the base medrash, and we see a bachur come in who just got engaged. He says, okay, Meir is going to be, wait till a few minutes before Meir. Why do you have to do that moment? Then that's it, you're done learning for the next 20 minutes. And then the whole klal, everybody sees that you get up and everybody joins you. the effect that you could have, l'toiva, or the opposite, is unbelievable. A person gets up in shul and says, guys, we have to daven for Eretz Yisrael. How can it be that the shuls, they're not davening? Just a few weeks ago, rockets are hitting and shuls are not saying tehillim. How can it be? And one person gets up and doesn't, the whole tzibur follows him. What an amazing revolution he can start. One person gets up and says, you know what? Let's learn one halacha after davening. Let's learn one mishnah after davening. He influences l'toiva. The Rav Asher Weiss's Rebbe, the great Klusenberger Rebbe, loved to quote a saying of the Chofetz Chaim. He said that Leon Trotsky studied Torah. He learned in the Cheder when he was little, but eventually left the yoke of Torah and caused immeasurable damage to Klal Yisrael as one of the leaders of the Bolshevik Revolution. The Chofetz Chaim said that not only is Trotsky responsible for what he did, but his malamed, the Rebbe in Yeshiva, is held responsible not only for him failing, but for the millions of Jews that were torn away from Torah because of communism. Had the malamed applied himself more seriously to the education of this one individual, maybe evil could have been prevented. And that's a tremendous lesson. We have to recognize that Hashem rewards on a scale far greater than which He punishes. As such, the reward for bringing merit to the community is greater than the punishment for the guilt we brought the community. Rav Asher Weiss brings an example based on the Or HaChaim. The Chaim HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, say for Shemais, that the Miladois, Shifr Vapua, were granted batim, houses, because Bnei Yisrael increased and became very strong despite the decrees against the male boys being thrown into the river. Because they feared the Ribbono Shalom, He made them batim. What did that mean? What reward did Hashem give the midwives for saving the Jewish babies? He granted them a tremendous opportunity to perform a mitzvah with infinite reward. The nation multiplied, became very, very great, and more reward came to Shifra Rapur, who of course we know as Yocheved V'Miriam. Because not only were they credited with the birth of these babies and them not being thrown into the river, but their children and their children's children, the future generations. And therefore, our sages tell us in Tamid, on Lamed Gim, on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, that the wise man is he who can see the outcome of his deeds. Similar to the statement, of course, in Avos, Ezu Chacham Harois Anoilot. One has to consider his every action to determine how he will influence his community, for better or for worse. This is the meaning of the pasuk Rei Anoichi Noisim Lefneichim Bracha Uklal. The individual has the ability to change the world and recognize it's not all about him. I believe I shared just 1 week ago this idea of Elul. Elul is one of the unique months where we have a lot of terms that we use for the month. We use the acronym of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, as we mentioned, but we also have many different ones. But it's interesting that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, on the top of all of them, includes Inu L'Yodu V'Samti L'Cha, the parsha that we've been repeating many times, the parsha of the Ir HaNidachas, Because of Moshe's last mitzvah that Moshe does in Sefer Devarim, it's repeated over and over again. And we pointed out that the words V'zois HaTorah is probably speaking about the Yer HaNidachas. What does it have to do with Chodesh Elul? Explains Rav Meir Goldwich the idea that it's all about the individual and his reaction to the cloud. A person who is negligent, a person who doesn't think about other individuals, can literally cause such harm where they could kill someone. Imagine the person who's building a construction site and he leaves for the night without putting the proper hazards up and the lights and the whole thing. And someone Nebuch falls and dies. So he runs to an Ir Nidachas because he was careless about what he did. I gave you this place to go and your Rebbe comes. Exactly what Rav Usher Weiss is saying. He has to join him. You know why? Because the Rebbe says the Chafetz Chaim is just as culpable for not teaching his student about not being careless in what we do. I believe Chodesh Elul is that time for us to recognize the great actions in everything we do, not just for ourselves, but for the klal, for what we do has such a great effect on klal Yisrael and on the world. How easy it can be to be Mekadosh Shem Hashem, and unfortunately just as easy to be Mechal Shem Hashem. We have made the decision to not only be Jewish people, decision made for us, of course, but we make the decision to live a life as a frum Jew and be Mekadosh Shem Hashem, to show the individual's effect on the universe, to be a true Or Lagoyim, as we say in Aleinu, the Takin Olam, but it can only be done the Malchut Shakai. It can only be done if we follow the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the message of the individual Re'eh and the Klal of the Vneichem. The great job that every individual does. He cannot just sit on his laurels and say, I'm going to do what I do. Don't bother me. Yes, he must be bothered. He, as Rav Soloveitchik writes, is an orchestra. He's playing a specific instrument, but that instrument very much plays the beautiful music of the orchestra. Each of us have specific talents that we bring to Klal Yisrael. And we have to use those talents and we can change the world. We can change the tzibur by doing just small actions. Elul is all about recognizing what our reaction is to the mitzvahs, to understanding that one extra mitzvah can change the world and certainly can change our own fate. And therefore, we are told that we have to concentrate on this re'eh in our lives, because of the re'eh can change the lefneichem. And therefore, Chodesh Elul, as we approach it, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, is a time of introspection of what the individual does and how I can affect and what can I do to change the world. When you say the words change the world, it sounds like this huge thing. No. I believe Rav Usher Weiss is sharing with us a message that I think the Chasam Sofer, the Klei Yochar agree, that it's little things that you can do. But think of the effect of it. Think of the effect of just learning with one extra person. You have one Chavrusa. It's awesome organizations that create, whether it's Ura, whether it's all the great organizations that you could have a Chavrusa with. And you can change the lives of individuals. And the schar you get is not just for that person that you learn to live with. His children, his children's children, who now will lead the right path because you taught him a little bit. We should be zeichet to get these messages as Chodesh Elul approaches us, as we have this very special, unique month to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, I as an individual can make changes because the Moznayim are there. And with one extra mitzvah, I can get closer to Hashem, and by getting closer, I can change the klal. We should be zeicha to hear these ideas, as we did many years ago on Hagrizim and Harevel. And be zeicha to Chesiva Chesima Toiv La'al Techaim Toiv Mishalom. We should be zeicha to understand the messages of the klal individual, which will mirtz Hashem, will bring us to this great point where we can approach Rosh Hashanah with simcha, in recognizing that I'm doing all that I can do to rebuild the relationship that I have with Ribbono Shel Olam, and recognize that my relationship directly affects many individuals. For the more good I do, the more good there is in the world. should be zeicha to take upon ourselves, whatever it might be, to help other people. Because you're not just helping that person. You could be helping generations and generations. Ad bias gold tzedek b'meheiru yameinu.